The coronavirus has taken an economic toll as many find themselves trying to keep up with their utility bills. The Maryland Public Service Commission has issued a moratorium on regulated utilities, but that has left municipalities to decide whether to impose a water shutoff moratorium. On the Eastern Shore, there are developments with private water companies. Rihanna Eckel is senior Maryland organizer at Food and Water Action. Some of the developments have their own separate water systems that are independent of municipalities. What about them, especially if they've contracted this stuff out? Is there a recourse for them, or what sense do you get about where they might want to go?
You know, I would say just folks should contact whoever does their water billing. If it is a private company, it will be regulated through the state's PSC, the Public Service Commission. They do regulate the private company or the private water systems. They just don't regulate the public systems. So anyone who's covered by an existing, you know, a private system is already covered. But again, you know, it's kind of hard to figure out when you're just on the website. Is it regulated by the PSC? Is it not? So just contacting, you know, when you get your water bill, there should be a number for customer service. If you're worried about your bill, absolutely just call them and ask what their policy is around shutoff. You know, it doesn't hurt to ask them if they've considered issuing a moratoria. With some of these smaller systems that are serving potentially, you know, only a few thousand customers, there are some on the shore who are serving just a couple hundred customers. It's, you know, a few calls asking for a shutoff moratoria may actually be able to pressure them into issuing a moratoria. So reach out, urge them to do so if they haven't, but make sure that they, you know, have a policy, ask them what that is, and ask them to communicate that.
So finally, how do you assess how Maryland has handled this particular issue in terms of utilities in general and the water in particular, in terms of the fact that people are going through hard times?
Yeah, you know, I think Governor Hogan issuing the executive orders for the past few months declaring a shutoff moratoria has been good leadership. Very few states across the country have followed suit and kept moratorias in place for as long. There are only 10, or less than 10 actually, with Maryland's expiring. There are only 8, I believe, now that are still in effect. So it's, you know, kind of a bold stance to be taking. So up until this moment, we have taken good protections and good measures, but Governor Hogan's failure to extend shutoff protections to all Marylanders as he's opening up the state, especially, is a very flawed approach and is going to endanger public health. And I would say what we need is a statewide or a national moratorium on water shutoffs, so that everyone can rest easy. It's very challenging. We've heard stories of folks in other states who have had a moratorium expire. They haven't known that they are no longer protected, and they've had their water unexpectedly shut off. And that's the situation that many Marylanders could be facing. And so we ultimately are urging Governor Hogan to step back up and to reissue that moratoria so that nobody has to worry, right, is my utility going to do a shutoff? Are they not? You know, that we have enough to be anxious about. The news is grim. Our world is scary, and we don't need to worry about people losing access to basic necessities like water and power and internet during this time. So ultimately, it's, you know, on Governor Hogan to step back up and reinstate that moratorium.
Rihanna Eckel, senior Maryland organizer at Food and Water Action. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.